It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now here's Q92's sports director Paul Ramo with the Subway pregame show.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lacapoil Valley High School. This is the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo here tonight for a boys basketball game, Camden Conference North matchup between the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays and the Lacapoil Valley Eagles. The B-squad game was just completed, and the Blue Jays beat Lacapoil Valley 66-47. It was a lot closer than the score. It was back and forth and B-squad until the last 2 minutes of the game, and then the Blue Jays pulled away for their win. So tonight, varsity action tonight. Coach Robin Rademacher and the Eagles come in with a record of 2 wins and 2 losses early on the season here. Coach Ted Tatius and the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays, they have the same record. They are 2-2 on the season. The Blue Jays opened up their season in Montevideo and lost to the Thunderhawks 57-49. Then they beat Bold and they beat Ortonville. And then Monday night on their home court, they lost to McRae 67-54. So 2-2 record for the Blue Jays. The Eagles are also 2-2. Lacapoil Valleys, they played some stuff, pretty good competition. They lost to KMS last Friday, if you're in overtime at the buzzer, 49-48. And then the other loss was a Saturday afternoon game here at Lacapoil Valley when they lost to a very good Morris area team, 78-43. The Eagles have beaten Border West in their season opener, 71-52, and then they defeated Ortonville, 67-53. So that's how both teams have fared this year so far. And let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent in Cambion, Madison. For the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays, number one, Micah Osaki, 6'2" sophomore. This is a very young team for Coach Tatius. Number three, Braylon Rimey. He's a 5'9 senior. Number four, good ball player here, 6'2 junior, Drew Dunnick. Dunnick's the only junior on the roster for the Blue Jays. Number 30, Ryan Harrington, good ball player, 6'4 and a senior. And number 33, Nathan Wieberdink, 6'6 senior. The Blue Jays are coached by Ted Tatius. Assistant coach, Travis Vanderwoody. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Blue Jays. Now for Lacapoil Valley tonight. Davis Patzer, the point guard, 6 foot junior. He wears number 3. Number 4, 6'5 senior, T.J. Mitchell. Number 11, 6'4 senior, Eli Hagelin. Number 23, 6'1 junior, Matthew Arndt. And number 34, 6'4 senior, Caden Molden. The Eagles are coached by Robin Rademacher, assisted by Joel Voorhees and John Redepenny. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for Lacapoil Valley. I want to thank Tony Orata from State Farm Insurance for sponsoring the starting lineups all season long here on Q92. Let's take a look at some other games tonight in the Camden Conference. I think everybody's playing tonight on this Thursday night. KMS, they are hosting the 3-1 McRae Wolverines. Boy, the Wolverines, Coach Post, doing a great job there. They have a pretty good team this year. RCW is on the road. They're in Camby tonight to take on the Lancers. Camby Lancers, they're 2-1 on the season. Renville County West, they're looking for their first win. They're 0-3. Ortonville is hosting state-ranked Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks 4-0. Ortonville 1-3. Yellow Medicine East is in. They are in Mineota tonight. The Vikings 2-0. Of course, haven't played very many games because they went all the way to the state football championship and won the Class A state football championship. So kind of got a late start there for Mineota, but they're hosting YME tonight. Other games in boys basketball, the Montevideo Thunderhawks, they're at home. Thunderhawks off to a good start. They're 4-1. They're hosting Bold. Benson's at Ashby tonight. And Minnewaska, they're at Morris. Morris 4-1. One of those wins for Morris came against Lacapaire Valley on a Saturday afternoon 2 weeks ago. Big game down in Pipestone tonight. Southwest Minnesota Christian out of the Region 3 South. They're 3-1, taking on undefeated Pipestone Arrows 3-0. Just a few games in girls basketball tonight. Lacapaire Valley girls, Coach Dylan Erickson and the Eagles, they're on the road. They're actually in Prinsburg, taking on Central Minnesota Christian. The Blue Jays have Sierra Dunnick, very good ball player. They're 4-2. Eagles with one win, 1-4, I think they are. Mineota Vikings, they're 3-0. They're in Olivia tonight, take on Bold, and RTR's hosting Murray County Central. That's your basketball games tonight in our Q92 listening area. Central Minnesota Christian, as I mentioned, they're 2-2 on the season. Just on their roster, they have three seniors. They all start, and one junior, and that one junior starts, and the rest are sophomore and freshmen. And so you're going to see a lot of young guys coming off the bench for Coach Tatius tonight. Coach Rademacher, he runs a few guys off the bench, but the Eagles, if you're with us in the Saturday morning coaches show with Coach Rademacher, of course, the big issue in the Eagles, their two losses was the turnovers. If they wouldn't have turned the ball over as much as they did, they probably would have won the games. So the Coach Rademacher's mentioned that just about every coaches show, see how they do on the turnovers tonight. That'll wrap up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a break here, and we'll come back with the opening tip-off between Lacapaire Valley and Central Minnesota Christian right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City. Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
All right, welcome back to Lacapel Valley, everyone. Hey, they got the gym lights off. They're introducing the Lacapel Valley Eagles. It's just like going to an NBA game. Bart Hill is the public address announcer. He's really putting a big effort into introducing the Little Eagles. I think that's what he called them. Some of the elementary boys, four of them chose tonight to be a part of the introductions of the varsity. And the spotlights are going back and forth here in the gymnasium tonight. And a good atmosphere. They create a good atmosphere out here. Some hype. The Blue Jays and the Eagles will be going at it. It'll be interesting to see how things work out here tonight. The Eagles they can play well. When they play well, they do very well. And the Blue Jays, talking to Coach Tatius before the game, they've got some growing pains to do, but they're going to be okay, he said. So, all right, gym lights are coming back on, and we'll get things underway here. Glad you're with us on Q92. Appreciate our sponsors. If you hear their commercials tonight and you're in their place of business, give them a big thank you for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92. I'd appreciate that. Your starters once again for the Eagles, Patzer, Mitchell, Hegland, Arndt, and Molden. For the Blue Jays, Asaki, Rimey, Dunnick, Harrington, and Weberdink. Those are your starting five for the Blue Jays. Nathan Weberdink listed at 6'6". And T.J. Mitchell at 6'5". They're jumping center here tonight. And Clint Schiller, the referee, the bearded one, tosses the ball in the air, and we're underway. Blue Jays with the possession. They're going to my right. This is a north half Camden Conference game. So this is a big game when you play in-conference teams. Here's a three-point shot put up by Asaki. No good. Ball ricocheted all the way out to the free throw line. And we got a jump ball between Harrington and T.J. Mitchell. Coach Robin Rademacher, he's got that towel wrapped around his neck mostly the whole game. And Coach Tatius, one of the best coaches around. Of course, his team went to the state tournament during the COVID year, they were in the section championship. Here, look at Caden Molden going to the basket. Oh, he missed an easy shot. Comes down to the Blue Jays. Almost played a minute of the game, and we have not had a score yet. Blue Jays passing the ball around the perimeter. This is Dunnick over to Asaki. It's a zone defense for Lacapel Valley. Here's a jump shot by Dunnick, and there's your first basket of the game. Just about a 6-foot jump shot. Close in range for Dunning. 2-0, Blue Jays. Mitchell to Hegland, and Hegland almost lost the ball. Goes out to midcourt, being guarded by Asaki tightly. And now Molden, Caden Molden, the big guy, is out at midcourt. Crossover between the legs, looking to go down to Mitchell. Now back to TJ. Here's Patzer, top of the key, drives to the basket, splits a couple defenders, and then loses the ball out of bounds. Patzer split a couple defenders nicely there, but he didn't handle the ball after he did that and just rolled off his hand out of bounds. 2-0, Blue Jays lead, Asaki with the ball. To Rimey, here's a Dunnick for three! Drew Dunnick hits a three deep in the corner. And it's 5-0, Central Minnesota Christian early on here. Here's a long three-pointer by Arndt. Holy cow! Number 23, Matthew Arndt. That was a high arcing three, nothing but net. Here's a shot from the baseline, no good. Rebounded by Arndt. 5-3, the score. The Eagles can tie it up or take the lead with a three-point basket. TJ. Now the Arndt at the top of the key. Caden Molden. Man-to-man defense being played by the Blue Jays. Patzer goes to the basket, and we got a whistle. And it's going to be a foul on Rimey. That's the first team foul for the Blue Jays. So Patzer will inbound the ball underneath the Eagle basket. They're down by 2 points. Lobs it in to TJ at the top of the key. Mitchell, right wing, back to Patzer. Mitchell drives baseline. He's got an opening, goes to the basket, shoots, and he's fouled. Nice drive to the basket on the baseline by TJ Mitchell. And the senior ties the ball game up 5-5. And he has a chance to break that tie from the free throw line. Here's the free throw by Mitchell. It's short, hits the front of the rim, and Asaki grabs the rebound. Gets it back over to Rimey. Rimey wearing the white headband. Here's a baseline shot by Harrington. Short, rebounded by Dunning. Pulls out to the three-point line. The inside, oh, wide open underneath is number 33, Weberdink, Nathan Weberdink. And he gets the basket, puts the Blue Jays back up on top, 7-5. Paul Ramo out here at Lacapao Valley tonight. Caden Molden goes to the basket and throws it up and in. Get out of the way when Caden Molden's going to the basket. What a football season Molden had at tight end. They lob it to Dunning. Dunning's wide open for a three. Swish! Boy, you can't leave Dunning open that wide open. And it's 10-7. 10-7 Blue Jays. TJ goes to the baseline to Eli Hagelin. Hagelin back out to Patzer. Molden on the baseline. Caden back to Patzer at the top of the key. Eagles are down by three. Patzer goes by Dunning. Lays it off and in. Nice drive to the basket there by Davis. Patzer. And it's a one-point lead for Central Minnesota Christian. 10-9. Rimey down on the baseline to Weberdink, and Harrington in the paint puts the shot up and scores. Ryan Harrington, number 30. Harrington's a 6'4" senior. Oh, nice pass down low from Arndt to TJ Mitchell. Scores again. Beautiful assist by Arndt. 12-11. Blue Jays leading the Eagles here. Ball game just underway. Rimey dribbling the ball to the right side. Now to Harrington. They go down low. And the ball stolen by Patzer. Davis Patzer anticipated the pass and stepped in front of it. He's going to launch a three. That's no good. Asaki with the rebound. The sophomore, Micah Asaki, dribbles the ball across midcourt. Picked off by Patzer again. Patzer going in for the layup. No whistle. He was pushed to the floor. Coach Rademacher can't believe it. And we're going the other way. Dunning blocked by Eli Hagelin. Hagelin with a big block there. Here's Arndt. Molden. Caden dribbles. Forces up a shot. Rolls off the rim. No good. Score remains a one-point lead for Central Minnesota Christian, 12-11. A lot of flurry of action there between both teams. Last few trips up and down the floor. Asaki's going to put up a three. Off the back iron, goes way up in the air, and T.J. Mitchell grabs the board. Hands the ball off to Patzer. Davis across midcourt. T.J. breaking to the basket, puts the shot up, and it was short, no good. Rebounded by Ryan Harrington. Blue Jays with their one-point lead. They bring the ball down the floor. Rimey, Braylon Rimey, now to Harrington, number 30. Here's Dunning. Dunning has 8 points here in the first half. Rimey in the paint, puts a shot up, partially blocked by Eli, and the Blue Jays get the rebound, and here's Dunning for three. That's no good. Harrington with the rebound, and puts it up and in. Couple offensive rebounds there for Central Minnesota Christian. Now we got an official timeout. And looks like Peyton Rademacher is going to come in for T.J. Mitchell. Rademacher in. First guy off the bench for La Caparo Valley. It's a three-point lead, 14-11. Eagles with the possession. Here they are. Arndt trying to get to the basket. Turn fadeaway jumper in the paint. No good. Rebounded by Weberding. 14-11, Blue Jays leading the Eagles. 11:20 to go in the first half. Rimey, left wing to Dunnick. Dunnick leads the Blue Jays in scoring, as I mentioned earlier, with 8 points. Zone defense. Here's Dunnick for three. Off the rim, no good. Oh, it's rebounded by number two. He puts it up and in and scores. That's Logan Roloffs. And it's 16-11. First guy off the bench there to score for the Blue Jays. Patzer with a short jump shot. Good by Davis. 4 points for Davis Patzer. And it's a three-point lead, 16-13. Central Minnesota Christian Lane. Oh, look at Weberding go to the basket. Missed the easy shot. Rebounded there by Arndt. He's bringing the ball on the floor to Patzer for three. Off the rim, no good. Big rebound by Weberding. It's a track meet right now. The Blue Jays quickly down the floor. Here's Rimey, and now in the corner baseline. The Eagles set up defensively quickly. Dunnick. Rimey goes by Patzer. Now pulls off. Good defense by Patzer. He recovered. Then he steals the ball. That's the third steal here in the first half for Davis Patzer. He's quick with the hands. Crossover dribble. Behind the head pass there to Eli Hagelin. 16-13 is the score. Caden is fouled. Caden Molden trying to drive to the basket. He was fouled by the Blue Jays. Stops the clock. Got my high school classmate, Larry Hasted, running the shot clock. Darby Biergon running the scoreboard. And Bart Hill, the official scorer and public address announcer tonight. Those are the three guys at the scores table tonight, and they do a fantastic job. New thing, shot clock. Here's Patzer for three, missed everything, and rebounded there by Rademacher, or Allpress. Here's a three-pointer by Patzer. Davis Patzer for three from the top of the key. He has seven, and he's tied it up, folks. Tied it up, 16-16. Not anymore. Harrington with a short jump shot in the paint. Puts the Blue Jays back up by two. Patzer for three in the lead. Swish! Patzer's hot! 10 points for Patzer. Back-to-back threes for the junior Patzer. And puts the Eagles on top, 19-18. Dunnick from the free throw line, shot up and in. Dunnick racking up the points here for the Blue Jays. He's got 10. 20-19. Back to a one-point lead for the Blue Jays. Now the ball's tipped by Dunnick, and the Eagles turn the ball over. One-point lead, 20-19, Central Minnesota Christian. Here in the first half, they have the basketball. Harrington, kind of a hook shot, no good. Gets his own rebound, and then Molden boxes him out of bounds. Dunnick drives to the basket, puts up a one-hander, and scores again. Drew Dunnick already has 12 points, and we got 8:14 to play here in the first half. 22-19, Central Minnesota Christian. Rademacher has the ball right in front of Coach Tatius. Now the Patzer. Patzer goes to the basket, lays it up, missed the layup. Good opportunity there. Dunnick quickly brings the ball across the floor for the Blue Jays. Here's a baseline shot from the corner. It's good by number 30, Ryan Harrington. Puts a three up. Or that was just a two-pointer, 8 points, timeout by Coach Rademacher. We'll take a commercial break. Central Minnesota Christian 24, La Caparo Valley 19. We'll be right back.
Every American farmer works hard. It's a given. And at Golden Harvest Seed Company, we believe that seed performance should be a given, too. We are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service to help you deliver a better performance in each of your fields. Your success is our success, so put us to work for you. Contact your local Golden Harvest seed advisor, Steve and Seth Haas, in Madison, Minnesota, and make every field count.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison.
Paul Ramo back here at Lacapau Valley High School. Timeout's over. Here's Matthew Arndt for three. Eagles are down 24-19 to the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays here in the first half with 6:45 to play. 24-19 Blue Jays. Asaki drives the baseline. No good. Picked up by Harrington. Harrington pops it out to Dunnick. Dunnick with a shot from the free throw line, and it's good. Dunnick with 14 points here in the first half. He leads all scorers. Lacapau Valley, Matthew Arndt to Rademacher. Asaki guarding Rademacher, and Rademacher loses the basketball. Here's the Blue Jays quickly up the floor, and they throw the ball away. They threw the ball away. Coach Rademacher upset about something. No, they called a timeout. Coach Rademacher hollering at the referees that he didn't have possession. Coach Cage is calling a timeout. He wanted a turnover there. He wanted a turnover. So we got another timeout on the floor. We'll take a quick commercial break. 26-19 Blue Jays.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Ryan Smith Seeds. Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Call Ryan at 320-226-1079. That's 226-1079. Miniota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Miniota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Miniota Building Material, Miniota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KOQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Welcome back, everybody. As we come out of commercial break, Nathan Wieberdink took an inbound pass and just touched it in for the basket. Here's Caden Molden for three off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Logan Roloff. 28-19, Central Minnesota Christian leading. Asaki at the top of the key, 28-19. Here's Wieberdink, number 33. Asaki down to Logan. And he's being trapped there by Patcher. Well, it's back and forth a while. Now a 9-point lead here for Central Minnesota Christian. Here's Wieberdink for a basket. Jump shot for Wieberdink. That's his first basket. Or excuse me, that's his 6 points. 30-19, just in the blink of an eye. Blue Jays went on a run there. 30-19 the score. Caden Molded at the top of the key for La Caprile Valley. Crossover dribble. Caden goes to the basket. A charge called on Caden Molden. And so Rademacher comes out. Eli Hagelin back in for La Caprile Valley. Well, Eagles took a 19-18 lead with 7:20 to play, and they have not scored a basket yet in almost 3 minutes without scoring for La Caprile Valley. Dunnick is pushed to the floor by T.J. Mitchell. Dunnick is pushed to the floor by T.J. Blue Jays inbound the ball with their 30-19 lead. Oh, nice play in the baseline, and Molden with another foul. So two quick fouls on La Caprile Valley's Caden Molden. And that's going to put Weberdink to the free throw line. Number 33, Nathan Weberdink. He's a 6'6" senior, and his free throw is missed. Number 12, 6 points for him. Second free throw is good. He's got 7. Well, the Eagles trying to get off this 19. Been stuck on 19 for over 3 minutes without a basket. Little dry spell here for La Caprile Valley. T.J. Mitchell. Matthew Arndt trying to break it for 3. No good from the baseline. Weberdink with another rebound for Central Minnesota Christian. Blue Jays with the basketball. Here's Rimey to Osaki. 31-19 the score. Roloff goes in the paint, puts up a shot, blocked by Hagelin. Now he's called for traveling. Good defense. Good defense there by Eli Hagelin. Four minutes, 16 seconds to play before halftime. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up. 31-19 here. Passer, right wing to Arndt. Eagles in a slump here right now. Molden goes to the basket, lays it up. No good. Rebounded by the Blue Jays. They're off and running. Here's Rimey at the free throw line, in the paint, puts up a fadeaway jumper and scores. Braylon Rimey, his first basket, and it's 33-19. 3:40 to play here in the first half. Blue Jays have picked up the defensive pressure. Matthew Arndt, T.J. Mitchell, Molden way out at midcourt at the top of the key. Lobs it underneath the T.J., and he falls down in the paint. It's called for traveling. Called for traveling. And so the Blue Jays will get the ball. Coach Rademacher making sure T.J. Mitchell's okay. What a football season T.J. Mitchell had this past fall for La Caprile Valley. Good athlete. All right, here's the Blue Jays with the possession and a 33-19 lead. Here's a baseline shot put up. Good box out there by Mitchell. That shot was put up by Ryan Harrington, and Mitchell boxed him out so he couldn't get the rebound. Here's Mitchell, TJ, spin move in the paint, and oh, Rimey swatted the ball out of his hand. And it goes out of bounds. It'll remain with La Caprile Valley. 2:54 on the clock. I wrote down my notes. The Eagles took a lead. It was 7 minutes and 20 seconds left, 19-18. Here's Matthew Arndt for 3, and the streak is over. The 3 by Arndt, and it's 33-22 with 2:42 to go. So Matthew Arndt scores for La Caprile Valley. You know, they're only down by 10. Asaki, Rimey almost threw the ball out of bounds. There goes Rimey to the basket. Oh, what a play underneath, underhanded layup by Rimey. Oh, my goodness. That was quite the move there. And the Eagles go down and miss the shot underneath. Here's Asaki going coast to coast. Lays it up. No good. TJ with the rebound. To Panzer. It's too far. And Davis stays in bounds. And now, said he was out of bounds. Said Panzer stepped out of bounds. That was a late call. Coach Rademacher can't believe it either. Robin's having a tough night. Yeah, Davis was tiptoeing the sideline, the baseline there, and then started up the floor, and then the whistle blew. 35-22, Central Minnesota Christian. 1:40 on the clock. Rimey goes away and swatted out of bounds by T.J. Mitchell. What a block by Mitchell. I don't know if you heard the slap of the ball up here. ...35-22 the score. Rimey inbounds the ball underneath the basket to Dunnick. Dunnick's the leading scorer with 14 points. He's at the top of the key. Now Asaki puts up a three. Rolls around the rim. No good. Rebounded by Molden. Caden looking up the floor. Looks, and now a push. Central Minnesota Christian with the foul on Molden. Let's see what they're going to call it on. I think they're going to call it on number one, Micah Asaki. There's 1 minute and 23 seconds to play before halftime. 35-22 is the score. Eagles get the ball at midcourt. They pass it in. Passer into Eli. Oh, he slipped. Almost fell down. Now Molden from the top of the key. Caden goes inside the free throw line. Now the passer. Passer backs it out. Boy, the Blue Jays are playing a tough defense. Passer goes to the basket, and he's fouled. He throws the shot up. Passer was fouled as he crashed to the floor. Davis Passer with 10 points. And that foul was on number 30, Ryan Harrington. Well, Bonica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up. We'll go through some other scores in our area. As Patcher's free throw is missed. All right, coming off the bench here is Peyton Rademacher and Allpress back in. Molden and Arndt out. Patcher will get a second free throw here with 1:08 on the clock. Free throw's up and nothing but net. 11 points for Davis Patcher. 35-23. Exactly 1 minute to play before half. Rimey to Dunnick. Dunnick dribbles to the right side. Now deep in the corner to Asaki. Asaki deep in the corner. Higlin all over him. Now they put it back out front. They lob it in to Harrington. Back out to Rimey. Three-point shot. No good. Rebounded Higlin. Eli does a nice job. He's off and running. Higlin. Good cross-country runner. Patcher is going to go to the basket, lays it up, missed the layup. T.J. Mitchell with the rebound, and oh, no whistle. They said it was blocked. 31 seconds on the clock. Eagles have the ball underneath their own basket. Roloffs comes in. And Patcher will inbound the ball. Looking to get it in play. Having a tough time. Now gets it in. And Rademacher gets the ball, lays it up. Or that's Allpress, excuse me. Allpress with his first basket. And it's 35-25, a 10-point lead. Looks like the Blue Jays are going to go for the last point. Shot clock is off, 13 seconds. Patcher steals. No, this is Allpress with the steal. Goes up, no good. Rademacher, oh, threw the ball away. 3 seconds, two. And a foul, shooting a three-pointer. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. 0-0.9. And the foul was on Peyton Rademacher. He fouled Weberdink shooting a three-pointer. So Weberdink will get three free throws to end the half. He missed the first one, 35-25. Weberdink was fouled shooting a three-pointer, almost at the buzzer. Second free throw is good. He'll get his third free throw attempt here. Third free throw attempt by Weberdink is on its way, and that is no good. Rebounded by Hagelin, and that'll be halftime. 36-25. Central Minnesota Christian leading Lacaparra Valley at the half. We will take a couple-minute break, come back with the Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 Sports Booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 Sports Booster.
It's also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparra County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparra County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparra County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparra County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92. Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Check out TuftyAuto.com. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota. Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Canby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248.
Time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
All right, welcome back to Lacaparra Valley High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. This is Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Your halftime score, Central Minnesota Christian, leading Lacaparra Valley 36-25. Let's go through the scoring in the first half. First for Central Minnesota Christian, Braylon Rimey has 4 points. Ryan Harrington, 8. Nathan Weberdink, 8 points. And Logan Roloffs with a bucket. And your leading scorer is Drew Dunnick with 14 points. in the first half for the Blue Jays. He had 2 3-pointers in that first half. For La Capoe Valley, they just have 5 players in the scoring column. Allpress with a bucket, Molden with a bucket. Matthew Arndt hit back-to-back threes. He has 6 points. T.J. Mitchell with a couple field goals. He has 4 points. And your leading scorer is Davis Patzer. Patzer with 11 points. He knocked down a couple three-pointers in that first half. So that's your scoring here in the varsity game, 36-25, Central Minnesota Christian. B-squad action tonight. The Blue Jays beat the Eagles 66-47. Let's take a look at some other scores around the Camden Conference in boys basketball. At halftime up in Ortonville, the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, they're ranked number 2 in Class A. They are leading Ortonville at the half 54-15. 54-15, Blackjacks leading the Trojans. 4 minutes left in the first half at Kirkhoven. KMS leading McRae. Here's a good ball game, 32-26. The Minnesota Vikings are at home tonight. They lead at half, 39-16. That in boys basketball. Girls basketball, of course, La Capoe Valley girls. They are in Prinsburg tonight to take on the Blue Jays. And at halftime, girls action. Just a minute here. All right, girls action, Central Minnesota Christian. Well, that can't be right. Anyway, Russell Tyler Ruthen leading Murray County Central 12-7. Very low scoring game there. And just lost my computer screen. Sorry about that. And I think that was it for update. Southwest Minnesota Christian leading Pipestone area 77-41. And no Montevideo is playing. Don't have a Montevideo score as of right now. Anyway, that wraps up our Subway pregame, or Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report here. It's 36-25. The teams are coming back on the floor. And don't forget to listen to Fashionista Friday tomorrow morning, 9:15, with Monica Bothan. Wonder what we'll be talking about tomorrow. Tune in to find out. All right, we'll take it back to the studio here for a couple minutes. Blue Jays leading the Eagles 36-25.
Hi, this is Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Awesome Dawson on Chestnut Street. I'd like to welcome all my fashionistas and guys and girls out there to come on Shop Monica's. I have gift certificates available, and if you purchase a gift certificate for the holidays, I will be putting your name in a drawing to win a $100 free gift certificate on December 24th. Plus, bonus, shop Thursday nights at Monica's to sign up for a free $50 certificate till the holidays are done. And every Saturday till Christmas, sign up for a $50 gift certificate. Shopping small at Monica's and having a ball.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson. One of our sports boosters is CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Pearl Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
Welcome back to Lacapaw Valley High School. We're going to get our second half underway. Central Minnesota Christian leading Lacapaw Valley 36-25. And the Blue Jays get the possession to start the game. There's a set play. Oh, it worked beautifully. Harrington lobs it up to Weberdink, 6'6", and he slams it for the start of the second half, 38-25. That was, they drew that up in the locker room at halftime. A lob play between the two tallest guys on the team. Here's Hagelin from the baseline. And Eli gets his first basket of the game. And it's 38-27. Here's Asaki for three. Rattles in and out, no good. Patzer with the rebound. He's looking up the floor. Now crossing half court. You know, The Eagles did a good job not really turning the ball over a lot. There's a backdoor to Matthew Arndt. Lays it up and in. Matthew Arndt with a basket. 8 points for him. And it's 38-29. They lob it underneath to Harrington, being guarded by TJ. Underneath the basket. Now they kick it out to Rimey. Dunnick behind the back dribble. Puts up a jump shot. Missed everything. Molden with the rebound. Caden across midcourt. Patzer drives to the basket. Kicks it out to Arndt on the baseline. Arndt with a baseline jumper. No good. Picked up by the Blue Jays. They lead 38-29, just underway here in the second half. Oh, nice give and go down low. And scoring again was Weberdink. He's got all the points here in the second half. Coach Tate just making an adjustment at halftime there, getting the big guys down low. Mitchell, triple team. TJ goes to the basket, missed the shot. Patzer gets the ball at the top of the key. 40-29, Blue Jays. TJ, between the leg dribble. Now throws it to Molden across the court. Molden puts up for a long three, no good. Asaki with the rebound for the Blue Jays. Here come the Blue Jays. Leading 40-29. And now Matthew Arndt steals the ball away from Rimey. Just picked them clean there. Good steal by Matthew Arndt. Here's Patzer from NBA range. Holy cow. Davis Patzer was out by the red line out here, which is like 5 feet behind the three-point arc, and drilled it. Patzer with a big three. That's his third of the game. And he's got 14. Here's a shot from the baseline by Harrington. No good. Rebounded by Eli Hagelin. Eagles down by 8 points. And they go on a bit of a run here. They went over. Here's Patzer for three again. Oh, my goodness. Davis Patzer. 17 points for Patzer. Back-to-back threes for Davis Patzer. And it's cut the lead to five. And Dunnick drives to the basket and scores his first basket here in the second half. He's got 16. My goodness. 42-35. Matthew Arndt for three. That's no good. Asaki with the rebound. Here's Harrington. Baseline shot. That's Weberdink. No good. Picked up by the Eagles. Here's in the paint, Molden, triple team. Now they get it out. 14 minutes to play in the ball game. Molden with a jump shot. Cade Molden drops one. He's got four. 42-37. Eagles hanging around here. Both teams coming into the game, two wins and two losses. Now whistle, Dunning. Got hit in the face from Patzer, unintentionally, of course. And they're going to call a foul on Patzer. Yeah, they're going to call a foul on Patzer. Asaki lobs it in to Harrington, top of the key. Now to Dunick. Dunick drives to the left side. Patzer guarding him tightly. Harrington drives baseline, tipped away. Good defense by the Eagles there. That was Molden and T.J. Mitchell double-teaming Harrington, and they forced to turn the ball over. So if the Eagles can score here, they could cut it to 2 points. Here's Molden. Caden drives, floats it off the bank, banks it in. And it's 42-39. 3-point lead, and Coach Ted Page is calling a timeout. Eagles clawing their way back in it. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather, and a lot of information, plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free, and they keep adding feature. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Paul Ramo back here at the Eagles Nest tonight on this Thursday night for high school basketball. It's a good one. Central Minnesota Christian leading La Crepelle Valley 42-39. Timeouts over by Coach Ted Pages. Blue Jays with the possession. Got a quick update here for La Crepelle Valley girls basketball. They're in Prinsburg taking on the Blue Jays. Blue Jays leading at the half 37-16. Blue Jays go down on the baseline. Oh, turnover there. Good defense again by Molden and T.J. Mitchell. Arndt, Patzer, Eli Hagelin drives in the paint, puts up a floater, and Eli Hagelin scores. Here come the Eagles. Down by a point. 42-41 Blue Jays. We got a tight one, folks. Asaki for three. Missed it. And now La Crepelle Valley can take the lead. What a basket here with 12:25 to play. We got a lot of time left to play in this game. And it's 42-41. The ball's knocked out of bounds by Dunning. Eagles get the ball on their side of the court. If the Eagles score here, you're going to hear a roar from the crowd. La Crepelle Valley, they were down by 11 at the half. And now they've cut it to one. Patzer inbounds it to Molden. Caden at midcourt. 42-41 is the score. Blue Jays leading by a point. Patzer, top of the key, being guarded by Rimey. Now the right wing to Molden. Man-to-man defense here for Blue Jays. The big guy goes to the basket, lays it up and in, and the Eagles take the lead. The Eagles have the lead, 43-42. Last time they had the lead, it was 19-18 with 7 minutes to go before the half. Then they went on about a five-minute drought. Now they've taken the lead, 43-42. Here's a three-point shot put up 5 Weberdink. That was Ashton Weberdink. He's into the game. He's just a ninth grader. He had a heck of a B-squad game. Look at Patzer going to the basket. Lays a one-handed floater up. No good. Dunnick with the board. He's down the court quickly. The ball's on the floor. It's loose. Molden steals the ball. 3-on-2. And Dunnick swats the ball away from behind. What a job by Caden Molden. Lacapau Valley 43, Central Minnesota Christian 42. Both teams 2-2 on the season. Molden with the ball. Here's Rademacher back into the game. Patzer trying to get it into Molden. Good defense there by the Blue Jays. Here's TJ. Patzer going to go to the basket. Bounces it down low to TJ. Oh, he missed the shot. Oh, easy shot by TJ. Couldn't get it to roll. Good pass by Patzer. Now the Blue Jays with a basket and take the lead. They put up a shot. No good. And they get it back. Weberdink. Rimey. Dunnick. Blue Jays down by a point. Then they throw the ball away. Caden Molden with the basketball. 10 minutes, 35 seconds to go. We got a close one, folks. 43-42. Molden goes hard to the basket. He's fouled. He is fouled hard. And Caden Molden will go to the free throw line to shoot two. The foul, I'm not sure who the foul. Well, the foul was on Nathan Weberdink, the 6'6" senior. So Caden Molden, the Eagles leading by one. His free throw is up and good. 9 points. For Caden. He only had 2 points in the first half. Rimey comes out to get a breather. Molden's second free throw is good. Nothing but net for Caden Molden. He's got 10 points. It's 45-43. 3-point lead for Lacapau Valley. Here's Dunnick for three, and that's off the mark, rebounded by Asaki. Dunnick again with the ball, in the paint, loses the ball, and now it's swatted away by Rademacher. Opress chasing it down, and the referee going to give it to the Blue Jays. Boy, the Eagles have really picked up the defensive pressure now. Lacapau Valley, they were down by 11 points at the half. And now they lead 45-42. Going to get out my math genes and figure out some. Asaki, top of the key, three, no good. Oh, what a rebound by T.J. Mitchell. Good box out by T.J. Rademacher goes to the basket, forces up a shot, and it won't go. Boarded there by Nathan Weberdink. Got the Weberdink brothers on the floor. Asher is a ninth grader. He wears number 5. He's got the ball in his hand. Good 3-point shooter. He knocked a number of them down in the B-squad game. Dunnick. Blue Jays down by 3 points. Asaki goes baseline. No good. Ball's loose. Goes out of bounds. It'll remain with the Blue Jays. Patzer's going to come back in the game. Eli Hagelin out. Dunnick gets the ball from the referee to inbound. Oh, wide open underneath. Easy basket. Roloff scores. Nobody covering Roloff as he was breaking to the basket. Just an inbound pass. And it's a 1-point lead for Lacapau Valley. And now we got a whistle. Clint Schiller, the referee. And we got a foul on the Blue Jays. Number 1, Asaki. His second. Rademacher comes out. Matthew Arndt back in. So the starting 5 in for Lacapau Valley. Patzer gives it into Allpress. Back to Patzer. Patzer. Arndt. Molden. Caden way out beyond the 3-point arc. Caden. Jump shot. Fadeaway jumper. Nothing but net. How about Caden Molden here in the second half? 12 points for the big guy. 47-44, Lacapau Valley. Zone defense here now for the Eagles. Zone defense by the Eagles. force the Blue Jays to shoot from the outside. They are playing a great defense here in the second half. Dunning. 8 minutes, 20 seconds to play in the ball game. It's a three-point lead for La Caprile Valley. Dunning from the top of the key in a tie ball game. Dunning drops a three, and we got a full timeout by Coach Rademacher. Folks, we got a great one going on here, 47-47. We'll be back right after a word from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
Welcome back to La Caprile Valley High School, everyone. 47-47. What a basketball game going on here at La Caprile Valley. The Eagles were down 36-25 at the half. And they're playing Taylor Swift. Darby Biergon's in charge of music tonight. Taylor Swift, playing a lot of Taylor Swift tonight. Have to have a little chat with him. Eagles have scored 22 points here in the second half. 22-11. They have outscored the Blue Jays. Just Patzer for three, missed everything. And Alpress saves it. Oh, hit the back of the backboard. Eagles have outscored the Blue Jays here in the second half, 22-11. 7:55 to play in the ball game. Tie ball game. 47-47. Blue Jays with the basketball. Here's the ninth grader, Weverdink, to Dunning. Dunning leads the Blue Jays in scoring. Harrington in the paint. And he goes, uses his left hand and scores. The big guy uses his left hand, crossover, and scores. He's got 10 points in the game. That was his first basket here in the second half. And the Blue Jays have retaken the lead, 49-47. Molden on the baseline for La Caprile Valley, lobs it underneath the basket to Matthew Arndt. Matthew, double team, turn, shoots, no good, rolls off the rim. Asaki with the rebound. Oh, there it goes. Oh, what a play by Weverdink. Nathan Weverdink scores, running the baseline, and he was fouled. I think by T.J. Mitchell, and he was. 51-47 free throws missed. Here's Caden for three. Looks good. It is good. A three-pointer for Caden Molden. What a second half for Molden. 51-50, Blue Jays. Ooh, TJ called for a foul. How about Molden? Wow. See, that was his. He only had 2 points in the first half. Now he's got 13 here in the second half. Dunnick inbound, lobs it up and in. How are you going to stop that? The 6'6" center off the inbound pass gets the basket. He's got 16. And the Blue Jays take a three-point lead, 53-50. Hegland, Molden, top of the key. Caden got the hot hand. He loses the ball that time. Ball just fell out of his hand. Dunnick picks it up for Central Minnesota Christian. A three-point lead for the Blue Jays. Asaki Now down to Dunnick on the baseline. Asaki, short baseline jumper, good. Number one, Micah Asaki. That might be his first point of the game, and it is the first point. And so Coach Rademacher, with 5:55 to play, decides to call a timeout. It's 55-50, 5-point lead for the Blue Jays. We'll take a commercial break. You're listening to Lacapaw Valley Eagle Basketball right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Well, folks, the Blue Jays have gone on a bit of a run here. Now they lead by 5. 55-50 with 5:55 to play. A lot of fives up there on the scoreboard right now. Back and forth game. The Eagles had a 45-43 lead. And now it's 55-50 Blue Jays. Timeouts over by Coach Robin Rademacher. Molden, who's got the hot hand here in the second half. Back to Allpress. Here's Patzer for three. It's off the mark. And Matthew Arndt got the rebound, but then he lost the ball to Asaki. Asaki grabs the basketball, sets up the offense for Central Minnesota Christian. They go down low to Harrington, and Matthew Arndt swats the ball away. 5 minutes, 27 seconds to play in this basketball game. It's been back and forth, game of runs, really. Asaki gets the inbound pass, puts up a three, no good. Rebounded by Eli Hagelin. Hagelin pushes the ball up to Patzer. Patzer kicks it out to Arndt for three. No, won't go. Rebounded by Weberdink. 5-point lead for the Blue Jays, and they have the possession here. Dunnick out at midcourt. Drops it down low to Harrington. Little baseline shot by Harrington, and he scores. 12 points for Harrington, 16 for Weberdink, and 19 for Dunnick. Those are your leading scores for the Blue Jays. Up to a 7-point lead now for the Blue Jays. 57-50. Eagles with the ball. Matthew Arndt with a jumper. No good. Rebounded there by Weberding. That's Asher, the ninth grader. Here's Dunnick with a jump shot. Scores. Short jumper by Dunnick gives him 21. And all of a sudden, it's a run here on the Blue Jays. They lead by 9 now. 59-50. The Eagles did a nice job of clawing their way back after being down by 11 at the half. Actually taking a lead at one point. But now the baskets are hard to come by here in the last couple minutes. 59-50. Shot clocks to 7. Long shot there by Allpress. No good. A 3:57 on the clock. Dunning. Free throw line. Look, stops his dribble, throws it in the corner to Weberdink, the freshman, now to Asaki, down to Harrington. Harrington goes to the basket, and he's fouled by Eli Hagelin. Fouled by Hagelin. And number 30, Ryan Harrington, will go to the free throw line. He has 12 points. And free throws up and good. 13 for Harrington. Rademacher comes back in along with T.J. Mitchell. Eagles are right back in action tomorrow night. They travel to Benson in a tournament. They'll take on Maple Lake tomorrow. Second free throw by Harrington's good. He's got 14. Nathan Weberding, 16. Dunnick, 21. 61-50. 11-point lead. Once again, a little drought here by the Eagles. Rademacher. TJ on the baseline, goes to the basket, blocked from behind, Molden with the rebound, puts it up, and he can't make the basket, but that'll stop the clock with 3:20 to play, and Molden will go to the free throw line. Molden will go to the free throw line, and he'll shoot two. What a second half here for the Eagles, Caden Molden. Free throw is good. 16. Remember, he only had two in the first half. He ends up with 14 right now. Second free throw is also good. 17 for Molden. He leads the Eagles in scoring. 61-52. Eagles got to pick it up here. Get a couple stops. More than a couple stops. Blue Jays almost throw the ball away. Dunning chases it down. Harrington from the free throw line, no good. Rebounded by Weberdink. He's fouled by an Eagle. Under 3 minutes to play. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Oh, the Blue Jays are going to inbound it. They do. Now they get it to Asaki. Asaki lobs it underneath to Harrington. Forces up the shot underneath. Molden got a piece of it, and then Caden gets the basketball. Here's Caden Molden across midcourt for La Caparo Valley. 2:40 to play. Eagles going to have to score quick here. They go down to the basket. Molden goes to the basket, lays it up and in. My goodness. 19 points for Caden Molden. He has exploded here in the second half. 61-54. Blue Jays, and Weberdink from the 3-point shot, no good, rebounded Hagelin. 2:10 to play, here come the Eagles, 61-54. Eli goes to the basket, kicks it out to Rademacher. Rademacher goes to the basket, puts the shot up, no good. Here's the Blue Jays, leading 61-54. Dunning from the free throw line, jump shot, no good. Molden grabs the board. Caden Molden across the midcourt. Now he dribbled the ball off his foot. And we're going to have a timeout by Coach Tejas. Tejas got the timeout with 1:44 to play. We'll take a commercial break. The Blue Jays lead 61, the Eagles 54. We'll be right back.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
All right, we're back, everybody. The Blue Jays leading 61-54 as we're under 2 minutes to play in the ball game. Coach Tejas' timeout's over. They're going to run clock here, leading 61-54. Well, they're going to run as much clock in there. We got the shot clock now, folks. There's 7 seconds on the shot clock. Ball stripped away by Molden. What a second half for Molden. Matthew Arnold with the basketball. The Eagles need to score every possession here. And Eli Hagelin hits a three. Eli Hagelin hits a three with 1:05 to play. And Coach Rademacher calling a quick timeout. It's 61-57. It's a 4-point lead for Central Minnesota Christian. with 1 minute and 5 seconds left. Big three-pointer there by Eli Haglund. Haglund with 7 points. Eli did not score in the first half. He has all 7 points here in the second half. Same can be said for Caden Molden. Well, Caden did have a one bucket in the first half. That was it. Right now he's got 19. So that means Caden scored 17 points here in the second half. Blue Jays will get the ball. They'll have to go the full length of the court. They lead by four. Inbound pass to Asaki. Eagles defensively here. Now they get it across to Dunnick. Clock running under a minute to play. Coach Tate is pacing back and forth, shouting instructions. So is Coach Rademacher. 48 seconds, clock running. Shot clock to 16. Now this is why the shot clock was instituted. This is why people wanted a shot clock. So they didn't have, teams can't hold the ball. They got to shoot 5 seconds, 4 seconds. I don't think they're going to get a shot off. Now they force up. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Rimey throws the ball up. Here's a three-pointer by the Eagles. No good. 64-57. A three-pointer by Rimey as the shot clock was winding down. He didn't even look at the basket. He just threw it towards the basket from way out, and it went in. My goodness. 64-57. Rimey from the top of the key was being, I'm not sure who was guarding him, but was all over him, and he knew he had to throw the ball towards the rim. He did that, and it went in for a three-pointer. 17 seconds to play, 64-57. That was a huge shot in this ball game. Rimey with the ball, and he's fouled right away, stopping the clock with 15 seconds. So the shot clock is off. A foul on the play, and Rimey will go to the free throw line. Wow. Was that some kind of forced shot? He kind of just didn't. I don't think he was really looking at the basket. He just threw it up with both hands. He's at the free throw line. He makes the free throw. 8 points for him. 65-57. This next free throw will probably do it. And he gets it. Wow. So the Eagles, Molden, got to throw the shot up. Got to throw one up. Here's a three-point attempt there. No good. And the Blue Jays get the rebound. They're just going to hold on to the ball. And the Blue Jays are going to win it 66-57. 66-57. Blue Jays defeat the Eagles tonight in a Camden Conference North matchup. Entertaining game, that's for sure. We'll take a break, couple-minute break, come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome back to La Caprile Valley High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Your final score, the Eagles fall to Central Minnesota Christian by a score of 66-57. Blue Jays had a 11-point lead at the half, 36-35. However, La Caprile Valley outscored the Blue Jays in the second half, 32-30. The Eagles did have they tied it up 47-47 with 8 minutes to play, and they actually took a lead 43-42, 45-43. The Eagles had a lead 45-43 with 8 minutes to play, but then the Blue Jays went on a run there, and how about Rimey's three-pointer at the end of the game? Rimey's three-pointer at the end of the game with a shot clock running down forced the ball up and it went in. Crazy shot there by Rimey. Crazy shot. Coach Rademacher is going to visit with us here and talk about the game. I was just going to mention I'll go through the scoring after I talk with head coach Robin Rademacher here. Robin, you outscored the Blue Jays in the second half, but it wasn't enough. But, you know, heck of a ball game.
Well, we dug ourselves a hole again. Kind of what we've been doing lately is in the first half we will play, and then we have about a six-minute lull where we forget the score, and they'll make a basket or two or three, and then it'll kind of snowball. And then the second half, come out with adjustments, come out, play really hard, fought back, took the lead, maybe up a couple, three, four at the most or whatever.
45-43 with 8 minutes to go.
Yeah, yeah. And then you know, it had a little lull again in there, and they executed, they switched their defense to a zone,
yep,
which we had did earlier in the game.
Yep.
They got some easy baskets on their out-of-bounds plays, and at the end of the day, we come up short, and as a coach, that's on me to make sure we're doing the things and correct and trying to find the right guys, so we'll keep plugging away and hopefully we get better.
Well, the guys that really didn't score at all in the first half, they put up some big points in the second half, Molden and Hagelin. And
yeah, scoring isn't everything, Paul. You know, we got to do the defense, we got to rebound,
yep,
we got to keep our turnovers down, and then those shots will fall. Yeah, we had some guys step up and make some big shots in the second half and work hard, and we got to keep trusting in it and hopefully know that we can eventually turn that corner and find a way to win some of these. I know it doesn't seem like it's a close game at end up 9, but for the most part there, the kid hits a kind of an acrobatic shot.
Yeah.
That's a hard one. You know, we're down four.
Shot clock, yeah, down four. Yeah.
Down four, and it's basically shot clock going off. We get the ball, we come down, you know, and we can make it,
yep,
a one-possession game, but that's basketball, and you tip your hat to that kid, and hopefully we try to do something better the next time.
Yeah, you're talking about a little lulls there. You had a big lull in the first half. You were leading 19-18 with 7:20 to play and didn't score till the 2:40 mark. That hurt them. But same on the second half, You can say the same thing for the Blue Jays. They had a lull there in the second half, too.
Yeah.
You played some good defense in that lull.
Yeah, well, both teams, you know, that's what you look at there on that. They turned up their defense. We'd like to think we turned up. We switched around, got out of the man, went a little 2-3 for a while, and had some stops. But at the end of the day, we just we came up a little short, and that's hard to swallow when the kids work as hard as they do. But we got to find a way to maintain that when we get a lead against, this is playoff atmosphere. These are all teams that are going to be fighting for position.
Conference North game?
Well, this Conference North is loaded. Yep. Everybody is going to come out there, and you got to compete, and it's hard to lose.
Yeah, right now McCray just took the lead on KMS, 58-54, with a few minutes left in that game. So all the games are close tonight except Dawson and Ortonville.
Yep.
But... yeah, it was a hard-fought game, though, wasn't it?
Well, I hope so. I was entertaining, probably for the fans. It was fun to see the kids get back into it, but we gotta be able to finish, and that's something we're working on.
You had talked about in the coach's show turnovers been a problem, but tonight wasn't so bad.
No, I threatened them that if they had more than. I'm not going to tell you the number. If they had more than that number, then I get to pick the music in the locker room. So I don't know if they like that or not. But
that's a good one.
But that's all. I try to keep it. You know, we got to have a little fun with it too. And at the end of the day, it's just a game. And you know what? You know what?
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the fun of sports, and that's the hard part of sports is there's these games are going to have a winner and a loser, and unfortunately, we came up short again.
Talk about Cade Molden's performance in the second half, man. He went to the hole a lot there. Had 17 points in the second half, just two in the first.
Yeah, he's able to get to the, you know, he's a big kid, but he's got soft feet, and he's able to drive and handle the ball well as long as he understands that, hey, we don't need to go all the way to the basket. We can stop short, get him in the air, and then all of a sudden now you mix it up. Don't do the same thing. Don't drive, to the basket every time. You can stop short a little bit once in a while and ball fake, so... it's nice to see, but we'll keep working.
All right, well, you get right back at it, though. That's the best thing.
Yep, we don't even get it 24 hours. We'll be back playing by this time. We'll be done tomorrow night. We play at 6 o'clock over in Benson. And
how did that come about?
They had a team back out. They called us. We had one open on our schedule. Didn't know if we wanted to do it or not, but I thought it's close. We're playing Maple Lake, a team I have no idea about. And I said, sure, we'll come over there. It's a close game. Let's go get the kids another chance to play.
Good idea, yep. And you put this one behind you, and you can start off tomorrow then.
Yep.
So.
All right, sounds
good. All right,
good.
Thanks, Robin. We'll talk to you on the coach's show Saturday. Bob Rademacher, head coach of the La Caprile Valley Eagles. Let's go through the scoring here quickly. First for the Blue Jays, Micah Asaki, just one bucket. That was in the second half. Braylon Rimey, who made that acrobatic three-point shot at the shot clock buzzer. He had 9 points. Logan Roloff with a bucket, and your leading scorers for Central Minnesota Christian, Nathan Weberdink with 16, Ryan Harrington with 14, and Drew Dunnick led the Blue Jays in scoring with 21 points. He had 3 threes in the basketball game. For La Caprile Valley tonight, all press with a bucket. Matthew Arndt with 8 points. Eli Haglund, 7 points, all in the second half for the Eagles. T.J. Mitchell with 4. That was in the first half. And your leading scorers, Davis Patzer has 17. He had 11 of the 17 in the first half. He had back-to-back threes in the second half, so a total of 17 for Patzer. Then Caden Molden only scored 2 points in the first half. He ends up with 19 points to lead La Caprile Valley tonight. Our Egg Plus play of the game is going to go to Rimey with that shot clock running down. Eagle was in his face. He wasn't really looking at the basket. He kind of threw it up two-handed, and it went in for a three-pointer. And that put him up, by six, I think. Otherwise, the Eagles are by 4, Coach Rademacher said. And that was a big basket at the time with about a minute to go in the game. So that's our A-plus cooperative play of the game. And our Neon Needle Subway player of the game is Drew Dunnick. He led the Blue Jays with 21 points. He had 14 in the first half. And as I mentioned, three-pointers. And your final score, 66-57, Blue Jays over the Eagles. B-squad tonight. Central Minnesota Christian beat La Caprile Valley almost by the same score, 66-47. That's B-Squad action. Our next broadcast will come Tuesday I'll be at Dawson Boyd High School. The Dawson Boyd Blackjacks will host the Lacapaw Valley Eagles next Tuesday. Always a packed gym when that happens. And I understand the Shadows will be performing at halftime of the B-Squad and the varsity game. So that'll make it more of a full house in Dawson on Tuesday. Should quickly go through some other scores here tonight in the Camden Conference and boys basketball quickly. Dawson Boyd, ranked number 2 in Class A, 91 points tonight up in Ortonville. They beat the Trojans 91-36. Canby Lancers picked up a win tonight in Canby, beating Renville County West 75-32. Minnesota Vikings defeated Yellow Medicine East 64-37. That in boys basketball tonight. And let's see, we've got a battle going on in Bold in girls basketball. It's 45-44, a one-point lead for the Bold Warriors against the Minnesota Vikings, under 2 minutes left in that game. And Lacapaw Valley girls, they are behind Central Minnesota Christian. Last time I got a report on that game, 37-16. I think that was a halftime score. I'm sure they're done by now. So, yeah. All right, that'll wrap things up here at the Eagles Nest tonight. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks to Mike Meyer for working the board. And thanks to all our fine sponsors tonight. Once again, your final score here from Lacapaw Valley, Central Minnesota Christian 66, Lacapaw Valley 57. Good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tylic, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pierce in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.